Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever watched Sesame Street or Electric Company, and then they're going to have the number of the day or the letter of the day? Well, I'm thinking of a number of the day, and I'm thinking of a number. I'm going to see if you guys can figure out. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's between 11 and 13. So what number am I thinking of? 12. Good, good, very good. Oh, I'm so excited. The number of the day is 12. So I'm going to ask you some questions. How many sons did Jacob have? First off, who's Jacob? Name me one son of Jacob.
Benjamin.
Benjamin. All right. I thought we were going to go with Joseph because that's probably the easiest one. So how many sons did Jacob have?
12.
How many tribes of Israel were there? 12. How old was Jesus when he went to the temple and astounded all the teachers with all his questions and everything? How old was he? You're guessing 12? If you guess, that's a good guess. So 12 seems to just be working right along here. How old was Jairus' daughter? How long had that woman had her disease? 12 years. So 12 just keeps fitting in here very much. So as I was talking to Adler, though, this is a sandwich in here. Our Jairus comes to Jesus, "My daughter is really sick. Can you save her?" And Jesus is going, "Okay, let's go on." But while he's going, then you have the woman come up, and she does something, and then Jesus saves her. And then it goes to the end of the story, and Jairus' daughter's dead, but yet Jesus saves her. Now, here I see that it says a lot of times that, come that she may be made well and live. Actually, it's really interesting. The Greek word in most of these places where it says made well, your faith has made you well, this has made you well, all this, actually, it would be more interpreted as saved. Your faith has saved you. So Jairus comes up, "Jesus, my daughter's sick. Please come and save her." And then the woman. So that's pretty easy. And then Jesus is going to go on the way, and he's going to go save her. But then he gets interrupted. And what happens while he's interrupted? She dies. Does that remind you of somebody else that was sick? And Jesus, they wanted him to hurry up and get down there to save the person? Lazarus, yeah. Well, with Lazarus, Jesus purposely held back and waited. Sounds weird, doesn't it? He waited until he received word that Lazarus had died, because he knew he was going to go and raise Lazarus from the grave, and that he had to be dead a certain amount of time so people could really realize that, yes, he really was dead. And Jesus raised him to life. So he's going, though. He's on his way with Jairus. And all of a sudden, there's a woman who had a discharge for 12 years. Okay. Not being a woman, I don't know how that would feel, but apparently it didn't feel good. And she had suffered under many physicians, and none of them could heal her. And she spent all that she had. And it sounds like she had at one time been wealthy. She has been wealthy, and she spent everything she had. And so now she's ostracized by the people. She's not supposed to be going out in public like this. She's supposed to stay away from people when she is having this discharge. She is what would be called unclean, continuously unclean. Like the lepers were supposed to stay away, this woman should have been staying away from everybody. She shouldn't have been anywhere around because she was unclean. And yet, she comes up and she knows there's going to be a great crowd and everything, and she's going to have to finagle her way in to reach and just touch his garment, because she knew if she touched his garment, she would be saved. She would be made well. So she does, and she touches his garment. And immediately, Mark loves the word immediately, by the way. I like to look whenever we have a pericope from Mark to see how many times in it I'm going to be saying immediately. He uses it 3 times in this story, within the story and story. Immediately, the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed. Now, this is the part that has a lot of people question. Why did Jesus not know what happened? Why did he not know who it was that touched his garment? Why did he have to ask? Because as soon as she touched the garment, immediately he turned about in the crowd. Again, immediately, who touched my garments? Because he felt power go out of him. But don't you think Jesus should have known? It'd be kind of like he said, what happened? Who touched my garments? Wait, why did Jesus have to ask this question? This is interesting. Let me think. How many are you surprised by him asking this question? No one's surprised. You are. Anyone else surprised? Jesus was true God, and he was also true man. And so as true man, he did not always use his divine powers. Always use or fully use his divine powers. And this is an example of it. When as true man, he was not sure who this was. But as true God, even with that, as true God, the woman's faith, he still was able to heal her just without, by her touching his garment. That's how much power he had. Now, she believed that. She really believed that. Where did her faith come in to believe that even if I touch the garment, I will be healed? Where did that faith come from? From the Holy Spirit. God gave her the faith to believe that this would work. And it did. It's not because of her faith. It's because of God leading her there. Who touched my garments? And of course, his disciples are going, oh, Jesus, why are you asking such a silly question? Look at all these people. We're supposed to be able to pick one person who touched your garment. Everybody's pressing against you and around you. How are we supposed to know? You're supposed to know this stuff. And he looked about to see who it was. And the woman, knowing what had happened, came up trembling and fell down before him and told him the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Your faith has saved you. It's so much stronger than being healed. Salvation. Eternal salvation. So while this is going on, while he's spending this time worrying about who touched him and all this stuff, Jairus' daughter died. And I'm sure people were thinking, why do you spend so much time talking with this woman? Why didn't you hurry up and get there to Jairus' house? Why did you diddle-daddle? Just like his disciples were like with Jesus with Lazarus. Why aren't we hurrying up and getting down there? So Jairus' daughter died. So, hey, don't trouble Jesus anymore. Don't trouble Jesus anymore. But Jesus said to him, do not fear, only believe. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. If someone came up to you and told you your daughter died, and Jesus, would that be a response you would think of to hear? Don't fear, only believe. What do you mean? And he allowed no one besides Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they came to the house, and they saw the commotion. And he said, why are you making this commotion and crying and everything? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they all laughed at him because they knew that the child was dead. And Jesus, he went in with the father's father and mother and the three disciples. And taking her by the hand. Oh, there's another thing going against uncleanness. Touching a dead person by the hand, you're now unclean too that way. And he says, Talitha kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately she got up and she rose. And everyone was overcame with amazement. She was saved. She was healed by Jesus. Do you see yourselves in the stories? We got a disease. I've had one for 66 years. It's called sin. Each and every one of us has a disease called sin that should lead to death. The wages of sin is death. Should lead to death. And yet, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because Jesus comes to us and he says, little child, remember, we're all children of God, child of God. Your faith that the Holy Spirit has given you has saved you, has made you well. I took your sins. This is Jesus talking. I took your sins upon myself and became sin for you when I suffered and died on the cross. And just as Lazarus was raised from the dead, just as the little girl was raised from the dead, just as I was raised from the dead, I have now gone to heaven, and I will return to raise all believers to spend eternity with me. Your faith has saved you through my suffering and dying, the faith the Holy Spirit has given you. He now always uses his divine power. And so he is God who has saved us all, saved each and every one of you, now and forever. Just think of how wonderful that is, that you've had a disease, you were born with a disease, a terminal disease, and yet Jesus has healed you from that disease. He has saved you now and forever for eternity. In the name of Jesus, amen.